then you don't need this partnership. But for any reason, the brother says, no, I'm not masking. I insist I won't have. Then that's what you should be doing. Kedai to give up half of your Olam Haba to maximize your Torah learning. But he said to him, but one thing you have to tell your brother, that even though he gets half of your Olam Haba, but it's still going to be a difference. You're still going to get more. Why? Because he has half Torah as an Oysher. There's a greater Olam Haba of Torah Deatkach, learning in poverty. And the Mela, the fact that he's supporting you, he cannot give him Torah Deatkach. Get schar for Torah learning. But there's an additional schar when somebody learns with Mesiras Nefesh. He didn't have Mesiras Nefesh that day. You did. So Mamela, although he's going to get half the schar of Torah learning, but not Torah that chak. Not that extra schar that one gets when he learns with Mesiras Nefesh, right? In a situation where it's that chak with poverty and so on, and with physical hardship, because he does not have that. So there's nothing that could give someone the schar. Right? Schar of Mesiras Nefesh for physical hardship. That nothing can give you. You get schar, half of Torah learning, yes, but not that quality of schar, which means learning Torah on that time. He said, tell your brother that situation. That clearly he won't have, Lamai said. It's kedai to mention that there was the time of Chaim Lozhin, there was a yid by the name of Moshe Soloveitchik. Time of Reb Chaim Lozhin was either the name of Moshe Soloveitchik, who actually he had a lumber business. A very, very wealthy man. And also he had a tremendous open hand. This is Gevaldige Mal Tzedakah. And no matter who came, any Nitzrach for any reason, freely, openly, very generously would support everyone. And with some unexplainable reason, all of a sudden, the wheels turned and he became poor. And he became an Oni. And the Klalot was not understood what happened over here. And Reb Chaim Volozhin, interesting to say how Gedoyel Mamol used to think. He set a Bezdin. Reb Chaim set a Bezdin Meyuchet to check out this person's Hanhogah through his business to find out what could have happened. What could have happened? So, of course, this man who conducted himself on the highest level, really sharing whatever good fortune that he had, at a high degree, giving tzedakah with Yad Rechovo. So why did it happen that the wheels all of a sudden turned on him and he became very, very poor? So the Dayan al-Mat couldn't find only one Avera. The Gemara says, Hamavazib is somebody who distributes tzedakah, al-Yavazib is Yoyim al-Mukhayim, which is not give more than a fifth. He gave more than a fifth. You've only got Avera. So Mukhayim said, listen, he said, was over on that alone, it's not Mistabra that because you're going to punish you if you become a poor man. It's not Mistabra at all like that. So it turned out, so you know what happens? So if he lost his business, so Ramesh figures, listen, I mean, I'll go through this medish and sit learning. Listen, began to sit and learn. As a matter of fact, you know, I have an old chavrut from yeshiva going back for 40 years. He was doing very, very well in the diamond business. And all of a sudden, people know what happened in the diamond business. Some people are still masliya, there's still a few. But many, many, their business is possible. They can't make a pranos out of it. So after this person also, he suffered. He suffered a loss in the diamond business. He lives in Borough Park. And I asked him about a year later. I said to him, how's the business going? Well, let me tell you this. I'm learning a lot of hours during the day. Okay, at least it's safe. At least he does that. Okay, so it's a word. So Lamai says, answer Moshe Soloveitchik. So listen, the business guy, so what do you do? So we went to this man, he started to learn. And it turns out that he was a tremendous Balkishan. He was a tremendous Balkishan. And he was able to be Matzliach in a short time. He was able really to grow at a point that one would never believe that he started learning stuff like later in life. Tremendous kish, and he learned with tremendous hasmada, with great eon, until he was considered to be one of the greater London in Vilozhin. Adikadei Kach, that Shmoy Hoylech Lefonov is a tremendous Talmid Chacham, and also he made sure, as a result, also he always took his children with him to the Bais Medrash with him to learn. So what turns out very interesting is that it's mentioned that being he didn't have a business, so he devoted all his time to learn. For a short time, he became a Poisik in Kovnet. His Gevaldiger Oishim, the lumber business, all of a sudden he turned to learning because the wheels turn, and he becomes actually a Poisek in Kovnet. Not only that, Reb Moshe had a son, Yosef. That Yosef married Reb Chaim Volozhin's daughter. Came a Mechutim Reb Chaim Volozhin. And Reb Moshe lived to see his great grandchild that was the Beis Halevi of Brisk. That's where the Brisker dynasty comes from. You know, the name of Reb Moshe Soloveitchik goes all the way up to there. That's where it comes from. The Moshe Soloveitchik was in the lumber business. Wheels turn. Came a poor man. Devoted himself to learning. Still became a Talmud Chacham. Came a Mechutim Rebbe Chaim Volozhin. And his son Yosef, which after the Beis Halevi, and the Yosef was named after that Yosef. And so Rebbe Chaim says very clearly, Rebbe Chaim Volozhin said, would appear to be a tragedy, he says, when his business turned around, can now be seen as a schar. This is what he says. Because Baruch Hu L'maisa, being that we're such a great Baal Tzedakis, Rebbe Chaim Volozhin made the following lumdus. Being that Rebbe Chaim Volozhin was such a great Baal Tzedakah, because Baruch Hu wanted to reward his acts of Tzedakah for two things. A, what's greatest schar could be to give him the opportunity to learn and to have children gedoy l'toyre. But usually from a house of Ashiras, not very conducive to have gedoy l'toyre come out. The Gemara says, he's a harum ebnei yaniyim shebehem teis l'toyre. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, would appear to be a tragedy, turned his wheel around, and as a result, he himself became a great Talmud Chacham, and what came out, the entire Brisker dynasty came out of him, right? And it would not be conducive to be born, they said, to riches. And that's the way Kodesh Baruch Hu planned it. Nobody was able to see it ahead of time, but it seemed to be something, Kadishon, very, very bad, Yishem Shemavarka. Clearly, as we saw, that a great Toiva came out of that situation. So we go, Rabbi Yisai, you see, very interesting shtickle we have here. And this piece is Neruah Chaim, but this is a shtickle from Reb Chaim's son, Reb Yitzchak, Reb Yitzchak of Elojim, Reb Yitzchak of Elojim. This in your edition is Dav Chov Gimel. You see, it says Hagom Hagoyin Reb Yitzchak Ben Hagoyin HaMechaber. Okay, Dav Chov Gimel. And he's referring to what Reb Chaim mentioned, that we mentioned last week in the last year. Chaim was referring to a Gemara, let's see again. Amat Shekosov says, the Gemara tells us in Bava Basra, actually, Dafayin Hey, that Zekanim Sheboi Sador, the Zekanim of the generation, Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, Yeshua took over. So the Zekanim, the elders, right, who really remember Moshe Rabbeinu very well, he started comparing, you know, the old leader, and the new man of Yisrael, the one who succeeds. So they said, they started comparing, and they said, "Pnei Moshe k'pnei Chamo." That the face of Moshe is like the face of the sun, as bright as the sun. Yeshua is also great, but you know what? Pnei Yeshua is k'pnei Levona, which of course the light of the Levona does not match the light of the sun. Both are tremendous, right? Tremendous benefit to the world. You need the Levona, of course, at night. But Lamaise Pnei Moshe k'pnei Chamo, Pnei Yeshua is k'pnei Levona. And they said, k'pshuti, what the Gemara means, and they also made a comment. When they saw the vast difference between Moshe and Yeshua, they said, "Oy loisa busha, oy loisa klimo." Woe is to the embarrassment. It's an embarrassment that what? That now we have such a lower level of a money. That's Kipshuta, what the Gemara is saying. That's Kipshuta. We remember we had the schools to have a money like Moshe Rabbeinu. Pnei Moshe Kipnei Chana. Now what is it? Pnei Yeshua Kipnei Levona. Oy loisa busha, oy loisa klimo. And there's many different perushim, literally, many, countless perushim. And exactly, specifically, what is the analogy? Moshe is like the sun, and Yeshua is like the Levona. You might remember Reb Chaim himself said pshat, it was in last year, that Moshe Rabbeinu's mile above all is that it was the greatest honor of all. Moshe Rabbeinu's mile was the greatest honor. As a matter of fact, Reb Chaim said, if he would have today, it's like a frightening thing. Reb Chaim said, if he would have today someone who's an honor by Moshe Rabbeinu, he today too would have all the Shleimus HaTorah. You could reach that kind of a darga. But the fact is, we're never going to have someone who has the extreme midah of anova like Moshe Rabbeinu. So Mamela, Reb Chaim said, what distinguishes the difference between the sun and the Levona, the Chama Levona? Well, Bishad Ma'aseh Breishis. What happens at Ma'aseh Breishis? Well, the Kedron created the Shnei Moiris HaGdoilim, the two great luminaries. And what happened is, Gemara says, the Chum Nafsamah came to Levona and said, Yevshel Shnei Melochim. What do you mean? We can't have two kings? Kedron said, you're right, you become smaller. Right? That's what happened over there. The Chim Me'at is Datsmeh. Now, so what do you see over here? The Levona did not want competition. She wanted to be on top. The Chama, on the other hand, did not respond. When the Chama heard the Levona complaining, Yesh Yesh Melachim, the Chama said, what do you mean? And at the end of the day, he gained. The reward. The Chama remained greater, the Levona was smaller. Similarly, Yeshua came to complain, Eldo the Meida and Mestam the Makta, we have here two people who are trying to be Nevi'im independently as if they are the equal of Moshe. Yeshua was upset that there are others who seem to give the appearance that they're equal to Moshe. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, He says, so what? He says, Halavai Yitay, that Kol Am Hashem, let them all be Nevi'im. So Yeshua, he had the shita of the Levona. Yefshel Shnei Malachim. You can't have two Malachim. To be Mishtamish B'Kesrechad. You can't have Eldad and Medad, sort of like competing as equals as Moshe. Moshe Ben was like the Chama. Ma'abekach. So Medad said, play Moshe to play Chama. Again, stressing the Anova. So the Chelik Anova of Moshe. That what? He allowed himself to be embarrassed, so to speak, or forget. Maybe he didn't feel embarrassment. Nothing. He was not. Because it's not affected by what the Levona was trying to do. And Yeshua felt, Yefshel Shnei Malachim. What do you mean? How can you allow Moshe Rabbeinu, Elder of Medar, to be Mestamed B'Machne? Where they are ingratiating themselves at your expense. That's like the Levona. Yefshel Shnei Malachim. So Reb Chaim said shot over there because Reb Chaim's theme over the complete Hemshek of that particular theme was to bring out the greatness of Moshe in the area of Anova. That was that. So he touched up the Gemara also in that vein. Come now, Reb Yitzchok. Come to the Yitzchok of Elijah, and he says a very beautiful pshat. He says, I'd like to explain it in the following way, he says. Ginim Mebur B'Medrish, Pashas Pinchas. May Pashas Pinchas says the following. On the Pasuk, because Baruch Hu says to Moshe, because Baruch Hu, by the way, appointed Yeshua. Because Baruch Hu didn't say to Moshe Rabbeinu, go and you on your own. Because Baruch Hu said, Kach L'Chos Yeshua Binun. Kibbutz the Pashas Pinchas, Kach L'Chol, go and take Yeshua Benun. So the Medrash says the following: L'Kayim Ashenemar. The Medrash says, why was Yeshua? Apparently, the Medrash tried to explain. The Rambam didn't try to explain. L'Kayim Ashenemar. Yeshua Zoicha. Why was he Zoicha of all the great Talmidim that Moshe Rabbeinu had? Why was Yeshua Zoicha to be the successor? L'Kayim Ashenemar, because there's a Pasuk in Mishle. Pasuk in Mishle says, Noitzer Te'eno Yoichel Pirya. The one who protects the fig tree. The one who's metapol with the fig tree, to see that the fig tree does not become damaged. Someone who's showing by the fig, he's the one who will eat the peiros of the fig tree. Noitzer teino, noitzer all the mepores, the metzudis, rabag, right? Means like the soil is shomer from Eroah, means to watch, to be shomer. The one who's showing by the fig tree will eat the peiros. So somehow this has to do something with Yeshua Benun. The one who's showing by the fig tree will eat the peiros. How does that explain? How does that explain to the midst of Elohim that Yeshua was chosen? So he said a very beautiful pshat. He said the following. And he gave the moshel, very practical moshel. He says, I want you to imagine, he says, Ho'ish Ashuhu Osher Min Urov. You have a person who was an Osher, grew up as an Osher. You have a person who grew up as a wealthy man. From the time that he remembers, he was wealthy. V'yodav Rav Loi B'mischarav. And he's very experienced, right, doing great business. Yes, sir. A wealthy, successful businessman. So this wealthy, successful businessman comes into, right, in sort of like a backward little city, and he makes an offer to the poor people. This city is not much, everybody, they have no idea how to do business, they don't even know what business is all about. People who live in abject poverty, and he makes an offer. He says, you know what, who wants to come with me, and I'll take him into business. He comes into the city, this great Oishir, Ubala Ir Mitzar, he comes to this small city, Aniyim Vidalim Anosheo, the people who are poor, right? People are Aniyim, Vidalim, Vidarash Mehem, and he requested from them. He says, give me some people. Give me some people, Vidarash Mehem Anoshim, She Yesayuhu Ben Mishchoro Yatlichu. In other words, a tremendous opportunity, right? This is Gvaldik, a successful worship. He's coming into a town, and he's asking them, give me some people, right? I'll take them along. They should help me out in business, and they'll also be my Masriyah. The Hemo, Mishiflas Yodayim, but these people, either out of laziness and pride, we're not going. They're here. You know, people may do, they're used to the situation many times, so don't want to rock the boat. This is how we've been living. This is where we're used to, where we are. We're not interested. And they decline the offer, except one person. One person of the whole group, one person of the poor group, decided to accept the offer. But one of them, right, Omas Olav Mishmeros Havoido, he took the responsibility, he took the burden, he took upon himself the burden to go and help and serve this Oisher. No, guess what happened? Vihine Loyark Vayomim, didn't take very long, and now the Oisher comes back, right, with his helper, who used to live in the poor city. Vihine Loyark Vayomim, Vayigia HaOsher, he says, and the Oisher comes, well, first of all, he says, Vihine Loyark Vayomim, Vayigia HaOsher Min Mishkar Legram HaMailis. The business even prospered even more. The business even prospered even more. The Oisher Mamish came to very tremendously high miles. And not only that, the person who took into business also was Matzliach. So she got a percentage, but not as much as the Osher. But the person who took in was Gmalding Matzliach. Also the person who went together with the Osher, who agreed to go along. So now, they come back, he says, to this small town. Right? And when the people saw the Osher and the other fellow, one of theirs, coming out to town, they hid their faces, right, out of embarrassment. From who were they embarrassed? Not from the big usher. They embarrassed from the guy who was one of them, one of those. In other words, they hid their faces, they're embarrassed from the person who used to be one of theirs. So, that person, he said to them, why are you embarrassed for me? I became an usher. He said, my boss, that as much more than me, as kiflik flying. Why aren't you embarrassed? Your situation, regarding his situation, why embarrassed for me? I'm much less of an usher than my boss is. So he asked, this is what he asked. The man again, who used to belong to the small city, to the poor city. He said, Madua mimeni boish tobushu. Why do you have shame? Why are you embarrassed for me? Umipnaadoini, my master, which usher, was richer than me, elephom in koko. Why aren't you embarrassed from him? Why are you embarrassed from me? Hey, Mekei Nanu, listen with the answer. Listen. You know, we're embarrassed from you. We're not embarrassed from the great Oisha. Why? Because the great Oisha, his Ashiris, is not Etevedig Ashiris. That was Ashiris. It's an extremely, tremendously large Ashiris. And the Mela, it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, they said, Yan ki madreges adoino chaloi matas elekimu. Ukemasim ischoroi lohayinu lohakoin. There's no way that we would ever, if we would go to business, there's no way that we, Bederech HaTev, would be able to be Masir, to become one of him. So there's nothing that we're not doing, that we couldn't do, or we should have done. There's nothing we should have done, that we should have said, had I done it, we'd be like him. That's Shaykh. He's way above and beyond. It's a gift that God, either he was born into Ashiris, whatever the situation is, and us with our meager means, us with our meager resources, we can't expect to become a Rockefeller. Can't do that. It's not shy. But you're Madrega, you are one of us. You are one of us. And you, look what became. You became Kedai Nari. You became an Oisher. We also had the same opportunity to do what you did. And we didn't. And now look at us, look at you. We're embarrassed from you. We're not embarrassed from this Gavali Oisher, this billionaire over there. There's no way that, there's nothing lack of our doing, right, that we could have. We never had potential to do that. He's a tremendous above and beyond, and then we have Mashiach to say his type of Madrege. But so you're Madrege, you're one of us, so whatever you did, we could have done also. Adla Madregoscho, Halikamoycho Kamoinu Hayinuchonolasis. Whatever you did, we could have done the same thing. Could have also accepted the offer. So Mamela, accept, in other words, Ad im Dalim Manachnu. He says, even though we are poor, but if we would not have been lazy, had we not been lazy, right, and pleasure, disregarding the opportunity to work, the goyvel alaveinu, it is our pride, manana b'chozeh, which prevented us doing what you're doing. So we thought we're going to keep our pride, we're not going to go to become a servant to the Yosher, but look at now. But now, so now, we're lacking even bread. But after you, you humbled yourself and you said, you know what, you can become a servant, you can become an eved to the Yosher. So now you are Baruch Hashem, you become blessed by Yosher. So from you we are embarrassed. Why? Because we could have been what you did. Because you're one of us. Whatever you did, we could have done also. So Amir says, Rabbi Savaloji says, Gevaldik, he says, when people saw the Madrega Moshe Rabbeinu, Klal Yisrael, no one felt embarrassed, you know, how come I'm not a Moshe Rabbeinu? No one asked that question. Why? Chaim Elojin, Rabbi Elojin goes with the same shita. Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega was Matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So man, there's nothing that we could do with our own hands, B'derech HaTeva, to expect to be a Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore, we're not embarrassed to the greatness of by comparison. We're not embarrassed. Look at the Gevalda you have, look at the distance between Moshe Rabbeinu and us. We're not embarrassed, even though there's a million miles of difference. Moshe Rabbeinu is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Madrega. So therefore, we're not embarrassed that we're nowhere near Moshe. Because Moshe, with Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega, that's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As he said, Kekol HaDvorim Ho'elekenu. So the Ritzel Velojiner, the Madregas Moshe Rabbeinu Olam Hasholem, Ein Shaykh L'Kamesh Boy. It's not Shaykh to be jealous of him, or Livish Man, or be embarrassed that we're not Moshe. Why? Akre, She Yismach Moshe B'matnat Chelkoi. What does Matnat Chelkoi mean? Receive the Matana. Receive the Matana, receive the Matana, Chelik Elikim Memal. Asher Bechinas Moshe, the Madrega Moshe, or Yegvoy Olam Milo, he was such a high Madrega, Umi Yochel Lalo Islahar Hashem K'moshe. No one is able, on his own, to ever reach such a madriga like Moshe. And who even has the same level of a neshama that a Moshe Rabbeinu? Where the Bishop of Elijah basically is being mechavim to what we mentioned, right? If he was sure and back, as a matter of fact, both side the Ran and the Drushes, Drushay writes that Moshe Rabbeinu was zoyfet his madriga as the Nesim and Shemai. So says the Ran. Moshe Rabbeinu was zoyfet his gevaldig madriga, says the Ran. It addresses around as a maton and a shemaim shleike der chateva, and that's why Hakadosh Baruch Hu was able to say in the Torah clearly what did Hakadosh Baruch Hu say that like kam novi oid kemoishe. How do you know? What do you mean like kam novi oid kemoishe? How do you know? You know how you know? Because der chateva no one can be. Even Moshe would not have been Moshe owns a maton and a shemaim. Moshe became Moshe through an etzem and a shemaim. So the Torah clearly would be able to say very comfortably there's not going to be another Moshe. The Moshe did not become a Moshe through human agency. But through human activity. Moshe Rabbeinu became Moshe Rabbeinu, the Matan Mer Shemayim, was the Netzel Malam Der Chateva. We pointed out the same thing, you might remember that Rumer Simcha, the Gdomah to Sefer Shemois, before it starts to Sefer Shemois, right in the beginning, has a whole Marochet. Right? And he's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu, Ad Kedei Kach, it's like if Hakadosh Baruch Hu created someone, you're a Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a Bechira. You might remember we said that. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a Bechira. Every Yid has a Bechira. The Toiv Lara. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a Bechira. Did not have a Bechira to go off the Derech. Why? Can you imagine Moshe people Torah in Sinai, and Moshe Rabbeinu converts and becomes a Muslim? So what happens with the Torah now? The whole Torah goes down the drain. He gave us the Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu himself goes off the derech. How's it shayach? Kima Torah, the Moshe Kibbutz Torah, it has to be a built-in guarantee. That's a built-in guarantee that Moshe remains Moshe till the end of time. But if Moshe Rabbeinu has a Bechira, so what guarantees that? The person has free choice. Today's this way. Or like the Gemara says, that Yochanan, Kohen Gadol, right? 80 years, he was Mishamish, he was a Kohen Gadol, and turned into a Tzaddiki. You can go off the derech at the end of your life. Right in his life, he was one of the greatest Tzaddiki. Now, Gavroch, we should mention that the result of the Esosical brings, the Lamai says, in the Shoma had a tikkun. Didn't remain that way, but it's a side example. So this is Mamish with the Mitzvah of Lojna saying, so we're not jealous of Moshe Rabbeinu, he says. Why? Moshe Rabbeinu was a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we are jealous of Yeshua. How come we didn't become a Yeshua? Yeshua, of all the Talmidim, Yeshua was Makabal from Moshe, the most that is Shia. The most that a Talmud could be Makabal from a Rebbe, Yeshua is Makabal. And the Zakeim of that generation, who were great Talmidim Chachamim, the Zakeim, I told you the Zakeim, the Zikne Yisrael, they felt that we could have been the same as Yeshua, we could have been Makabal from Moshe, and we didn't. So here already they were embarrassed. From Yeshua they were embarrassed. Not from Moshe Rabbeinu. From Moshe Rabbeinu, they were not embarrassed. Moshe Rabbeinu's madrega is the Malma der Chateva. Human being cannot achieve that on his own. But Yeshua, let's go further. Aval Yeshua shezocha al deyam oloi. Yeshua became Yeshua through his own efforts. It's his avoda. It's the kaiches that he put into himself. Yeshua became Yeshua. It was not a gift from a Kodesh Baruch to turn him into a Yeshua. Abad is Satish Shmai. Everybody has Satish Shmai. But you first have to do and give it your all. So Yeshua became Yeshua al deyam oloi. Yeshua Hoyim Mishoris Moshe. Yeshua made sure that he's going to be the Gabbai Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the Mishoris of Moshe. Blei Moshe Metoch Oil. And he never, right, set foot outside of the oil. He was always sitting in the base medrash. So Yedei Shoyim Noitzatei. The Noitzatei means he was the one. He was the one who was Shomer the fig tree. He was the one who stood on guard. It means he put in the koyach. Noitzatei means puts in the effort. Yeshua was the Noitzatei. So therefore, Yerichol Pirio, he was the one who became the Mamid. Because Yeshua took the most and the maximum. He put in all the kodesh to be mekabel from Moshe Rabbeinu as much as the Shire. The kachol maloi kodesh baruch hu. Kachol chos Yeshua. K'mavui b'medish anal, the medish says, Noitz Tateinah, the one, right? The one who's metapel with the tree. The one who puts in the kodesh with the tree. The one who trims the tree. He washes the tree. Right? And makes sure that everything goes right with the tree. He can eat the peiros. Yeshua was the one who put all the kodesh, all the effort. He was Zoyche to Yerichol Pirio. So Melech comes down, Naib Shad. So my mele the zeho yochelim kulam lasas ki Yeshua. That all of them could have done. All of them could have done like Yeshua. Lekachamru, right? So therefore, they said, oiloi sebusha, oiloi seklimo. In other words, what they're saying is the following. That when they saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked Yeshua, right? So Mamela, oiloi sebusha is, we're embarrassed from Yeshua. We're embarrassed because we see that what that whatever Yeshua reached in the Madregas that he was zeicher, we could have done exactly the same thing. They were not zeicher. They also had the oilos to be like Yeshua. So come like this. Because the Poshim Peshat in the Gemara is again. Pnei Moshe ki Pnei Chavo. Pnei Yeshua is like Lavona. So the Zekanim are saying, Oiloi Sebusha, it's a busha that what? That our generation, that Yeshua is so much less. That the busha is that Yeshua is not like Moshe. That's the simple chat. The Rajbam was that way. The busha is, we used to have a man like Moshe, and now Yeshua is less. It's a busha. It's a busha. Yeshua is less. It's only Lavona. No, the busha is not... It's not that the bush is on Yeshua. The bush is on us. The bush is that we did not become Yeshua. Moshe Rabbeinu we can't become. That's the Matonim and Hashemayim. However, we saw that Yeshua, through his own efforts, reached that high Madrega, that he was the one picked by Kodesh Baruch Hu. We could have also done the same thing. Who stopped us from doing whatever Yeshua did? We could have done the same thing. And that was going to be, that's the Oysa Busha, La Oysa Klima. Busha, by the way, is shame, and Klima is also shame, embarrassment. What's the difference between the two? We're perish. Busha is Masha Odom is Bayesh Miatsumoy. Person, right? Not somebody embarrassed him. Person Poshet is Mabush. He sees certain things and it causes him Busha. Klima is Masha Acher Goyim Loya Busha. The fact that Mishbarak will pick Yeshua. Shabbat picked Yeshua, that caused them. He could have also reached the same Madrega. We could have been picked. We could have been picked. And Mameli says, that's the comparison to the Chama to Lavona. The Chenu Inyan Chama Lavona. Shechama is Oyre Batsumusa. Right? The Chama does not have to, so to speak, work for her life. The Chama was created with light. The Chama was created with light. Moshe Rabbeinu is Kepnei Chama. And Moshe Rabbeinu created Moshe Rabbeinu, who's full of light. The Levana has to receive, as if it does something. Okay. The Levana has to receive. Yeshua had to receive from Moshe. You know, he had to work, he had to toil, he had to put in the effort to reach his Madrega. That's what it means. That's the chilek is. The chama is oira batzmusar. The chama, its light is independent. Me ito yizbarach shumai straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the levana is not independent light. It has to receive. He mekabel is oira mechama. Ki yidu l'toichedim. As is known by those who have a little idea, you know, in astronomy. So this is now the dimion. They said oiloi sebusha. You know what the busha is? From Moshe we have no busha. Why? Because plain Moshe is kibnei chama. Shahatzolas ruach kotchoi. If it means this, the Ashpo of Moshe Rabbeinu Baruch HaKadosh, that's Me'ito Yizbarach Shemoi, that's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Oyre Batzmusa, that's independent life. But Yeshua Hoyerach Machmas, but Yeshua became Yeshua only why? Machmas Shoholach Eitzel Moshe Kemoi Alvonis Lachama. Like the Levana has to go, right? The Levana has to be. The Levana has to be coordinated. And has to be in line to be able to receive from the Chama. Yeshua also made sure that he's in line, right? He's close enough to Moshe. He's with Moshe, associated with Moshe, able to receive. We could have also done the same thing. But Yeshua made sure that what? That he's in line, that he's coordinated. Opposite the Chama, to be able to receive. So Noisateno, the one actually who's shy with the tree, the one who's observed the tree, the one basically who's metapol with the tree, the one who put in the effort, the koyach, he's the one, in fact, that is Zoichim. So, it comes out, according to the Rashbam again, according to the Rashbam, it says also that Yeshua had embarrassment, according to the Rashbam Shad, that he's only a Levon, he's not a Chama. Yeshua meant. According to what the Bitzel says, no, you can't be Moshe. You cannot be Moshe. But you can be what you are. You can be the maximum that you are. Now, Kuponim, that which Yeshua was Zoyche because of his Amelus and through his efforts, that each person had the opportunity also to become and reach his fullest potential as it is. You know, as the Rebbe Zishi used to say very much, he said, when they come, Lelam Habo, they're not going to ask me or give me a different question from Zishi, why were you not Milech? He said, then again, why? Because Milech is Milech and Zishi is Zishi. But they're going to ask me, Zishi, why did you become Zishi? You could become Zishi, that which you are, you could have become. The idea, that's all that's expected. Become that which are able to become. And that's why the Dora, when they saw that Yeshua, through his own efforts, became Yeshua, it's not a Matonim Hashemai. Basically, he gained Pocha because of his efforts. And in the middle, that was what they felt, the tremendous embarrassment. That's what they bemoaned that they also could have had the same thing. It's like the Oisher, who became an Oisher, he was also one of the poor people. He went along and accepted the offer of the Oisher. They could have also accepted the offer of the Oisher. You can't expect to be like the Oisher himself. that's like the Derech HaTeva, what the Oisher himself is. But to become what the Oni, who went with the Oisher, and he became himself an Oisher, that they also could have done. And that, of course, that was the Busha, and that is what the Zakenim of that door, like I said, the same thing. So I'm going to just take a look at the sheet. And you'll see a number of very fascinating perushim on this inyan. Okay, first thing is, as Reb Chaim talked about the great madrega of the Anova of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Reb Chaim mentioned, as we said, that today would be anybody who would be an Anova like Moshe Rabbeinu would be similar to Moshe, be able to be Zoyche, with his Shlemus HaTorah, to the highest level. So this is safer, of course, the Chidot, the Shema Gedolim. Chidot writes in the section, the entry, where he talks about the Beis Yosef. So the Chidot mentions the following. The Chidot says, and if we have your Chidot Koisev, the Chidot writes, Da, the Chidot says, Shekabalti Modem Godel. He said, I received, he says, I have a Kabbalah from Modem Godel, Bechochmo Beiro, not Stam. And Modem Godel Bechom Beiro, Shekibel Merav Godel. And that Modem Godel was Mekabel, he received this information coming up from another person who was a Rav Godel, Shekibel was the Kain. So in other words, this goes back really sort of like a Messiah, a tradition. Kibedoyresh of Rabbi Yosef Karo, the generation of Rabbi Yosef Karo. The Karo, as you see here, dates was Nefter Shin, right? Shin Lamed Hay. Shin Lamed Hay works out to be that in 1575, Rabbi Yosef was Nefter. In 1575. So Hoyechaim Shloish Rabbonim, but basically three Rabbonim, Shoye Reuim Lechaber Sefer Ke'ein Beis Yosef. To be Mechaber the Beis Yosef, who became ultimately Shulchan Aruch, the first came the Beis Yosef on the tour. The tremendous Sefer the Beis Yosef, and he became the Poisek. He became the Velz Poisek, the Wolf Poisek. And the Shemaim actually was potential for three Gedolim in the same generation. By the way, all were named Yosef. All were named Yosef, who had the potential to have been given the Siyat Yishmai that they would write, which would be comparable to the Beis Yosef. Shekabes Latoychoi would write a Sefer that would be, write all the halachas, like the Shulchan Aruch, all the dinim, and not only that, the Egalish or Sheyem, and would reveal the sources, like in the Beis Yosef, Shulchan Aruch is the finished halacha. But in the Beis Yosef, he brings the sources. So there was another Godel, another three Gedolim, and we'd be able to do that, Lasukish Shemaita Salim, but the Hilchos said to bring down the halacha, right, as is accepted. Now, the Elohei, these are the three Gedolim. So one of them is, he says, Rabbi Yosef Teitatzak. Rabbi Yosef Teitatzak was a tremendous Baal Mekubal. Now, you notice, Rabbi Yosef Teitatzak, the Chidor says, was really a potential competition to the Beis Yosef. He could have written, he almost could have written the Beis Yosef. So I want to give you a few lines where the Beis Yosef writes about Rabbi Yosef Teitatzak, to see who his competition was. So, the Beis Yosef, it's not so known, but there's a Shalz Tshuvis on the Beis Yosef. It's called Avkas Reichel. Avkas Reichel means the besomim of the peddler, or the dust of the peddler. The peddler goes around selling besomim, selling perfume. Avkas Reichel. Beis Yosef, that's the name of the Sefer Shalz. I have to say that. Shalz Tshuvis Avkas Reichel from the Beis Yosef. And he writes regarding Beis Yosef Teitatzak. Okay, yeah, you have to hear. Again, you realize those days they didn't throw themselves around with titles, you know, again like they do today. Oyer Yisroel Kedoshoy. The light of Klal Yisrael and the Holy One of Klal Yisrael, Ateres Bnei HaGoylo. He's the crown of the Bnei HaGoylo, of the people in Golos. Ha'oymid L'neis Amin. He stands out as a banner, right? Rosh Yeshivas HaTorah. He writes on him. He actually, it was at the time of 1492, expelled from Spain. He was there, he was one of those. One of the 300,000 Jews and chained that were expelled from Spain. Adi Barbanel writes in quotes, Barmanel himself was among those. He had, was given the option to stay. But to be there. Because, why? Because they needed him. He's the finance minister. They needed him. But he said, I'm going with my brothers. If my brothers and sisters cannot stay, I'm also going to go Golis and started wandering. They went to Portugal. Dangerous, by the way, across the seas. Many of them drowned because they didn't have the flimsy rats like you hear today with big situations going on. Anyway, so he, Lamaisa of Yosef Tetzak, also was driven. He came with his father. He went to Turkey. So from Spain, he went to Turkey. And between his Talmidim, we have the Al-Sheikh HaKodesh. If you have that idea, who's the Talmud of Rabbi Yosef Tetzak? The Al-Sheikh HaKodesh, right? The great Al-Sheikh, who lived in Tzfas. The Shloim Al-Kabish, the Mechaber of Al-Khadaydi. The Mechaber of Al-Khadaydi. Shloim was the Talmud of Rabbi Yosef Tetzak. The Miraj Dam, the great, great poskim of the time, the Miraj Dam. Rabbi Lezer Ashkenazi, who wrote the Sefer Maisa Hashem. Great, great Gedolim, and so on and so forth. So I just want to mention that one of the very, very frightening Musa's forms is the Sefer Reishis Chokmah. There's the Talmud of the Arizal. If somebody wants to make sure, you know, that you want to stay up at night, one of the aces is to drink coffee with a lot of caffeine. But just read the Shara Gehenna and you won't sleep for a number of days, by the way. Shara Gehenna there. He writes about a little bit of what Gehenna looks like, the Reishis Chokmah. So the Reishis Chokmah has different Shorim and Shara Kedusha. He writes about Rabbi Yosef Tetzak. So remember, Reishis Chokmah was the Talmud of the Arizal. And he writes the following. Mem shono lo yoshan b'mito. Rabbi Yosef Tetzak, 40 years, did not sleep in a bed. Elam Shabbos l'Shabbos. He says, Shabbos. V'omru, and he said, and how did he sleep when he did? Sho yedar ko yelishin al gabeteva achas. We have a box. Not a mattress, fancy. He fell on a box. The Ragla Kluyers, I don't know, his feet were suspended somewhere. And then the Komba Chatzois Mamish, he would get up at Chatzois. Well, Yoda Ish Mizen, nobody knew, at Achri Misoso Shesipra Ishto, his wife would reveal it. He didn't want to publicize his Madregas, so this is the way that he does. Anyway, you have a simple idea how he could be a potential competition to Rabbi Yosef. So that's Rabbi Yosef Tetzak. Okay, further. The other one we have over here, then we have is Rabbi Yosef Barlev. Again, Yosef. The Rebbe Barlev. The Rebbe Barlev was born in the year 1500. He was also the Rebbe of the Yalshim. And the Rebbe Barlev, by the way, the Shittim Mekubetzes, Ritzal Ashkenazi, he wrote the Shittim Mekubetzes, writes on him, Harav HaMuvik Moifis Hador, he's the wonder of the generation, the Bal Moifis, Morei de Gemara, he's really the Tsar, he's the leader of Talmud, on Rebbe Barlev. And I can remember learning Yeshiva, Mesechta Kedushin, with a Marsha. And in the first parrot, many, many places, he brings Hiksha Mahari Balev. Mashur brings down Hiksha Mahari Balev. Mashur Balev as this Kasha. Mahari Balev as this and this Kasha. I just mention one thing. If you want to know a little bit about the greatness, and there's a number of versions. I'll tell you the version that's the most frightening version of this Maise. Okay? I'll tell you the most frightening version. There's two versions. And this Maise is written as a postscript in a Machzer that was printed in his time. And there's a sefer called Shalshelas HaKabbalah. It's a sefer called Shalshelas HaKabbalah. I have to say, Shalshelas HaKabbalah, even though it goes back hundreds of years, but not everything that he wrote was accepted to be 100% historically accurate. Doesn't mean everything was inaccurate, but not everything was 100% accurate historically that Shalshelas HaKabbalah wrote. But nevertheless, there's a lot of things recorded there, and also reported by Reb David Conforte. Reb David Conforte wrote a whole sefer on history going back hundreds of years. And he said the following. There was a Yid of Gal and Osher who came to Din Torah to the Rebbe Barlev. Rebbe Barlev was not nice upon him, no favoritism, and he passed against him. But this individual lost the lawsuit. He lost the Din Torah. So he loudly complained to Rabbi Yosef on the streets of Salonika. At that time he lived in Salonika in Greece. And he went mamish on the street and started to embarrass and to shame the Kovod HaTorah of the Rebbe Barlev. Rebbe Barlev didn't answer him, so he's unsatisfied. You know, that's what happens, you know. You see, it doesn't affect him. So he was unsatisfied with the response. So he approached him and he slapped him. Okay, come. Mamshi went and he slapped him. So no one dared to protest. It appears why? Because of the high financial standing and influence that that person had. He figured they're going to protest and he can get you into trouble also because they have connections with the government. So nobody did anything. And the bezoin of the Talmud Chacham remains unanswered. So what happened is the following. He, Lamaisa of Yosef, tore Kriya, because Lamaisa felt it was a tremendous bezoin of Kovod HaTorah, right? And he loudly, he protested, he said, what happened? That same night, this is what's recorded in the Sefer Shalsha Kabbalah. That same night, we can read it to you. So that same night, he said, a fire broke out in a store close to the area where the incident happened. The fire raged on until it destroyed 5,000 houses in the Jewish section. And it claimed 200 lives. After that fire, a Magefa broke out, claiming yet more lives. And Rabbi Yosef left town. He moved out. That was it. So this is brought down to, so we can see a clear indication how Shemayim took up for the covenant of Rabbi Yosef Bar Lev. So again, so you have here you have Rabbi Yosef Bar Lev, as we saw here, and you have Rabbi Yosef Teit Hatzak. At the end, who went out to write the Shulchan Aruch? Rabbi Yosef Karo. Why? Writes the Gedor. Right? The Shkimu Min HaShemayim, Shemayim with Masim, Shetenos and Das, that the appropriate thing is, Kimor and Rabbi Yosef Karo Yechabreyu. Why? He Yosef who Hitztayin Be'an V'Sinusoy. Yosef Karo had tremendous anivis. You can imagine, they all, they were anivis. But Hitztayin is he distinguished himself. Outstanding, Yosef Karo, together with all of his greatness, extremely his anivis, his modesty, humility, Hayesera, Yosef Min HaShar. As you can see, because Yenira Misfarav HaKadoshim, if you see the writings, you know, you can agree with someone. The question is how you disagree. You can disagree. If you look at the Svarim HaKadoshim, right, it's also the Chidot. When you look at the Svarim HaKadoshim, the Holy Svarim of Yosef Karo, She'ein Darkoi L'Saper B'Genus Mishapoisik Lo'Kamoisoi. But even though there are some, right, who paskin against him, you'll never see that he should write anything, right, negative about those who disagreed with him. U'Mishnosoi He'eifoi Mishnas Chasidim. This is the Torah of piety, the Torah of Chassidim, so writes, as we saw, so writes the Chidot. Again, the Gevaldi Inyan of, that's why it's very fascinating. That's why the Rabbi Yosef Karo was open. All of them have the same potential. All extremely great people. Gedoy Lador, each in his own right, as he saw. Rabbi Yosef Karo wins out because of the Midah of Anivis. That's why Mish compliments what the Chaim Elohim writes. That would distinguish Moshe Rabbeinu and he becomes a Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Yosef Karo was open also for that. So I want to show you something very interesting to him, which is a compliment this week's parasha, parasha itself. It's a good word which has the shaykhus with what we're talking about. And it's from a sefer, Yechayin Pe'er. Yechayin Pe'er, you can see the machaber is, Rabbi Chanoich Tzvi HaKoyen, right, Levin, was a Rabbi Benin. You know who he was? He was the father from Avichai Meir Levin. In other words, Avichai Meir Levin's father, right? Avichai Meir Levin's father. Mechut with Imre Amis. I get it, Einikel. Am I going back? Sure. Yeah. And he writes the following. It's very interesting. You know, on Simchas Torah, you know, really, you don't duchen. Now, those who do duchen, you duchen by shachris. Some places you don't duchen at all. Because duchen is by musaf. You don't duchen by musaf, you don't duchen altogether. Now, the reason that what is given, because, why? Because this kiddush, people drink on Simchas Torah, and a kohen is not allowed to give a bracha mitoch shikris. You have to make sure that he's clearly of sound mind. So what they do is, so you duchen before the kiddush. I don't know here it works. People mach schnapps here before the kiddush. I don't know. They have to be mavatl. Like the problem, so that's why they duchen mashachos. Some place they didn't duchen altogether. So he says why? No, he says why. You know why? That's what he says very beautifully. Hatan, the reason she ain't noisin kapayim. The reason that the kohen does not raise his hands means does not duchen. The simchas Torah, that the yoyim azeh because on simchas Torah. When Moshe Rabbeinu gave his bracha. In other words, what do we read on Simchas Torah? Simchas Torah reads, V'zoyis ha-bracha sheberach Moshe. It's Moshe's opportunity to give a bracha. Aharon HaKohen is mevatel his bracha to Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the Anivis. It's half of a fellow. Aharon HaKohen defers to his brother. Aharon HaKohen gives brachas. But when my brother Moshe, it's his day now to give a bracha. V'zoyis ha-bracha sheberach Moshe, Aharon defers. So look further now, very beautifully. We know that actually, from the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu on, till Devarim, all the Chumashim, till Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is mentioned in every parasha except Tetzaveh. Why? By the way, Agav, Tetzaveh usually comes out in Zayin Odor, which happens to be the Yor side of Moshe Rabbeinu, the week of Zayin Odor. Yeah? But so he said, so why is Moshe Rabbeinu's name omitted? Why is Moshe Rabbeinu's name omitted? Some different reasons. We don't want to get the other reason out. You know why? Because what is Parashat Tetzaveh? Parashat Tetzaveh is the parasha of Big Day Kohuna. It's the parasha giving kovet to the Kohen Gadol. If it's the time for my brother to have kovet, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I want to be out of sight. Moshe Rabbeinu was the man who called so. Who demanded more kovet than Moshe Rabbeinu? But if it's my brother's time to shine,
I step out of the way.
Parsha Tzave is a Har HaKohen's day. It's his parsha. Big day Kehuna.
Talks anything about the void of the Kohen. Or Shabbat beside. He's Mavatl.
So Har HaKohen, right, when it comes to the Messiah, his Mavatl is brought to Moshe.
And with the heart turned to shine, Moshe Rabbeinu removes himself. He still covered his brother.
The Gevaldik Tam, very, very interesting new time.
So he says again, Lifnei Shi Parsha Shal Har HaKohen.
Right, so maybe Mavatl.
Moshe Rabbeinu after Moshe Rabbeinu is Mavatl himself. Vezehu Moshe v'Aharon, who Aharon Moshe. We find sometimes Torah is Moshe before Aharon.
Sometimes, so I say, Shneim Shkulim Oyer. They're both equal. Sometimes Moshe's name, we're both equal. The idea is, that when it came to their own personality, each one deferred to the other. Each one deferred to the other. That is the Koyach. So, the remaining few moments, before we can't go further on the sheet over here, there's a very, as you say, a lot of beautiful things over here. Now, look at what we're talking about here. We're talking about, we just saw it here from the Bendina Rov, Machanoy Tzvi Levin, Moshe Rabbeinu defers, his name applies to some, is not mentioned. Well, that's, I can mention it, I can just a little bit, just embellish it, just a little bit more. We must sign with that. It is very interesting that, now one of the reasons that is given, the usual reason that is given, the Balaturim says, because Moshe Rabbeinu by the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you don't forgive them for the Chet HaEgel, Necheini non mesifecha, erase my name from the Torah. At the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Kalachti kedvarecho, but being that Moshe Rabbeinu cursed himself, a chokham should be very careful what he says. A kilolas chokham afil atnai hubo. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mecheni no, it was Niskayim. But where was it Niskayim? In Parshas Tetzaveh. The question is, why in Parshas Tetzaveh though? The Chet HaEgel was in Parshas Kisiso. The Chet HaEgel was in Parshas Kisiso. Yet Moshe Rabbeinu's name is erased a few parshas before, in Parshas Tetzaveh. So the question is, why was it erased, not over here? His name doesn't appear in Parshas Tetzaveh. And that's the basic question. So Rav Avadya Yosef, very interesting, Rav Avadya Yosef says, that because the posik, the statement, Mecheni no misifracha, listen to the tzchak, erase me misifracha. The word misifracha is made up of two words. Misefer chof, the 20th parsha in the Torah. The 20th parsha is parsha to Sabbath. Mecheni no misifracha, misefer chof. Moshe Rabbeinu himself asked that. Mecheni no misifracha, Sarvad Yosef, misefer chof, from the 20th. Parsha. Go and count the Sebris. The 20th parsha in the Torah is parsha Tetzaveh. So, it's a very cute insight, but now the question is, but why? Dafka Tetzaveh. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu say it that way? But it's also a question. She stimmt. The 20th Moshe Rabbeinu said, Misifrachov, Misifrachov, the 20th Sebris. So there's a Sefer that says a very interesting thing. Now, many times you find Rabbi Isai, and this is ego, and the mice, you can't blame a person, this basic ego that everybody has, and the dignity a person should feel. So we find many times that when a person is being removed from a job, right, he feels the need to remind the people, you know, I could have had that job. But I don't think I couldn't have had it. He wants people to know that he himself couldn't reach it, but there's other reasons why not. There's a very, very, very interesting, that it's a true story that happened to Chaim Shmulevich. Chaim Shmulevich, he said, this again, another insight of the great Baal Musar. He said like this, there are usually three jobs in connection with a garbage truck. The three jobs in connection, Chaim Shmulevich said, three jobs connected, he said, with a garbage truck. You have the driver, and you have the two fellows who empty the garbage, right? The two fellows who empty the garbage right in the back of the garbage truck. Now, what's the feeling between the three? Since the driver has the comfort of driving around in an air-conditioned truck, right? Also, it doesn't have to handle the garbage, doesn't have to smell the garbage. It's a relatively decent job, let's call it, right? The guys in the back, they have to jump on and off the truck, and they have to handle and smell the garbage. So, Chaim Shmulevich commented, as he said, that he was once walking through Yerushalayim, and he sees a garbage truck. So, one of the fellows, I guess he was a little embarrassed, he sees the Chaim walking by. I guess he knew what the Chaim was. All Jewish in Israel, right? So, sees the Chaim walking by, and he's working with the garbage. So he says to Rabbi Chaim, he says in Yiddish, I could have been the driver, but if Zichnish can kubit. I could have been driver, but I'm not looking for kubit. So I'm working in the back with the garbage. So he says, in other words, this is the idea you find, that there are different madregas right in kubit, but all, and people have a need, if they're passed over a certain position of kubit, they have a need to say, I could have had it. Yes, that they could have had it. And I said, Chazal said that Moshe Rabbeinu Rabbeisa was offered to be a Kohen Gadol. Matter of fact, Moshe Rabbeinu was Meshamish. But in 7 days of Meluah, Meshamish is a Kohen Gadol. He was offered to be a Kohen Gadol. And the Chazal mentioned and Medrash said that Moshe Rabbeinu declined the job. Ahana Kohen is older. Moshe Rabbeinu declined to be served as a Kohen Gadol. Why? Because he deferred to his older brother. Parashat Tzavah Rabbeisai is the parasha of Bidei Kehuna. Right? Where the Torah is describing right, the Cheshivas of the Kohen Gadol. When Moshe Rabbeinu reached Parashat Tzavah, he may be thinking to himself, the Torah could have been talking about me. I could have been the Kohen Gadol. His whole Parashat Tzavah could have been talking about me. Right? And I could have worn the uniform. So Mela comes Moshe Rabbeinu in this extreme anivis. He says, that's precisely the parasha I don't want to be mentioned. That's precisely the parasha I don't want to be mentioned. This is a Aharon's parasha, and I don't want to say I could have had the job, but I didn't take it. I don't want to be mentioned at all. This is his parasha, and therefore, the cloud, that entire covet belonged to my Rabbeinu.